The fiance of an NC State University professor who was hit and killed while crossing the street speaking out for the first time, Natalia Duque Wilkins, was hit by a car just blocks from NC State's campus. The 19-year-old driver, Jack Etheridge, is facing multiple charges. Trevor Hoffman was Duque Wilkins' fiance and now finding new ways to carry her legacy forward. And Trevor Hoffman joins us now. Mr. Hoffman, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm fine. I guess I'm kind of amazed that you're doing okay, because here we are the day before Thanksgiving. And how have you gotten by day after day since the incident?
I think that, you know, grief has never had any you know, immediate tragic accidents like this in our family. You know, I grew up in Michigan. We have a very close-knit family, and Natalia being from Chile, you know, her family very close-knit. So really, you know, when the accident happened, I would say the first 2-3 days, you're just in shock. You know, there's just overwhelming sadness. You know, you don't know which way is up or down, and you just can't fathom that, you know, you just lost the woman you're about to marry in a month. And so for me, it felt like a nightmare that never ended, and I'm not sure when the nightmare or the dream, I don't know if this dream will ever stop, but I think the one thing that kind of keeps me going is thinking about her love and her love of science, her lab, everyone at NC State that has helped me through this. And I just woke up and decided, you know, I got to do something positive for her, and she would want me to kind of live in that type of way, you know, building a legacy for her through her endowment scholarship fund at NC State is kind of the only thing really keeping me going.
Right. I'm going to get to that in just a second, but on the day of the incident, did you have a premonition that something was wrong?
Yeah. You know, we had seen each other. We were shopping for phones, you know, like any other day, routine day, you know, we were texting and talking, and we met at an AT&T store, and I went after that. She wanted to walk back. She was huge fitness disciplined, you know, she wanted to work out every day, and she hadn't worked out, so she you know, I would try to offer her to give her a ride. She said, no, I want to walk. And so, you know, you just say goodbye, and, you know, that was the last time I got to say goodbye to her, you know, where she was conscious. And when I got home, my cat all of a sudden started just jumping on me, climbing on me. It was almost like they were consoling me. And they usually don't do that. They usually do that. They, you know, one of the cats is very standoffish, but she was just coming up to me and jumping up on my lap. And so after about an hour, I realized, like, oh, yeah, Natalia hasn't texted me back. I haven't heard from her. I texted her, called her, nothing. And that, you know, the cats did not leave me alone. And at some point, I just got this feeling that something happened, and that's when I started freaking out. I ChatGPT'd the hospital list and started just calling based on this feeling I had, just hoping, like, okay, you know, she's probably ran into some friends and went down, you know, she runs into colleagues all the time on NC State campus. They usually stop and, you know, go get a bite or hang out. And so that's in my head what I was thinking, but as that time kind of wore on, it just became more and more evident that something had happened. So that's, I called hospitals and I called the first hospital, and they had her. And that was kind of when the nightmare started for me. I raced over there and I was just walking through a dream. You know, I didn't know which way was up or down when the neurosurgeon talked to me about what was happening. I just immediately reached out to a couple of my friends, Bob Denton, who works at NC State, you know, as an ER doc, a good pickleball buddy of mine. And he raced over to the hospital, my cousin Amber, and they just came to kind of support me. And I don't know, without them, they would have to just maybe drag me out of there. I just couldn't fathom what was happening. And, you know, they Bob was there to kind of help walk me through the extent of her brain, you know, brain trauma. And, you know, at that point, it just kind of became evident that it just, they did everything they could. And I just, you know, want to thank all the doctors there, the neurosurgeons. I mean, the nurses at the hospital were just amazing. You know, there's saints over there. I just can't, I don't know how anybody does that work. So just really grateful for them to be there with me in that dark, worst day of my life.
Yeah. Now, what about the fundraiser that you're working with for NC State to establish a scholarship? What's that going to go toward?
Yeah, so, you know, I felt like I needed to do something, so I started a GoFundMe page for Natalia to honor, kind of build the first funds, you know, through me as the as her life partner. I needed to do something, so I built this GoFundMe page, and I talked to the head of the department and just all her colleagues, and I said, "What can we do, you know, to keep her lab, her science, her passion? I mean, this woman worked night and day to get her lab going. She was we're going on year three there at NC State, and I just know that was a tiny thing I could do to honor her and honor her students, honor her work. So that, you know, once the way it works at NC State is once a family member gets to $50,000, you can start the endowment, you know, and that endowment then is kind of a tax write-off for anyone to support her in the future. You know, this is a year over year in perpetuity. So for me, it was, I just want to help scientists. I want to help students that are like her. I know that if she, you know, is looking down on me, she'd be smiling and go, Trevor, get it, you know, help the next scientists out there that were like me. So I think that, you know, gives me a little bit of hope. And I feel like that's what, you know, that's what keeps you going in times like this, is you just need a little bit of hope to get, you know, get yourself to the next day and keep healing. And so that's kind of where we're at with that.
So how can people contribute to that fundraiser?
Yeah. If you go to GoFundMe.com and type in Natalia Duque Wilkins, you should be able to find it. I don't know if there's a way to link to this radio broadcast or if there's a website you guys could,
sure,
I could post that link to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can just go on GoFundMe and search her name, although I've just been sharing the link, and it has been going from Chile to Europe, where I worked for 13 years as a basketball player, basketball coach, and then back in my home in Michigan, where she, you know, that's where we met at Michigan State. So just so much love and support, and it does not surprise me that it has, you know, we are going to reach this goal, you know, no matter what, and I just am so grateful to everybody that has been, you know, sharing it. If you can't donate, share it, and just, you know, keep her message of love and compassion and science just going. You know, I think in a dark time like that, that's just like the little ray of hope that you can lean, fall back on. So
we'll be sure to link it here to our website here. We'll have a link established once we post this to our website for streaming and make sure that people can do this. Trevor Huffman joining us here today. Trevor, all the best to you, and you're the best that the human spirit can possibly embody right now during this time. We wish you all the best and take care.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and spreading her mission. Thank you.